Democrat Jim Holprin and Republican Tom Tiffany drew sharp philosophical lines over taxes and spending. Tiffany said, as a Northwoods businessman, he wants cuts.
Less is more. No tax increases, less regulation, less litigation gives us all more.
Holprin, a former state tourism director and assemblyman, said taxes and regulations are actually down on the list for most businesses.
As I talk to business people here in northern Wisconsin, it's not the tax load that concerns them primarily at all.
Holprin said he would use the power of state government to meet their real concerns.
Roads to get their products to market, broadband and high-speed internet so they can communicate like 21st century businesses should. And they're looking for good education systems in the communities where they're located.
Tiffany said he would boost the economy by reducing waste in state government. Holprin asked where.
We're funding pork barrel things like hockey rinks for Green Bay and Eau Claire, a subsidy for a privately owned daycare center, building a hotel for the UW system in Madison. There's waste in that state government budget.
It's easy to talk about a hockey rink in Green Bay and cutting services, but to be really responsible and to be serious about it, you have to get at the big five programs that drive 80% of the cost of government in this state.
Tom, where would you make cuts in those big five programs?
And I think they need to set priorities. As a small businessman, that's exactly what I've done.
The 12th state Senate district has no incumbent because longtime Democrat Roger Bresky stepped down to become state railroad commissioner. In Minocqua, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.